All right.
Finally, in the last section of how we interpret a SIBO test. So we're going to now look at hydrogen sulfide type of SIBO, which is known as the hidden SIBO just because we don't have lab tests that are directly testing hydrogen sulfide and reporting that. Now, it's important to understand some of how this data actually has been developed is that it is normal to have a certain level of hydrogen in our gastrointestinal tract. It's very, very normal. So, if we have hydrogen sulfide type of SIBO, what will happen is we will see a widespread across the board conversion of hydrogen to hydrogen sulfide, which means the actual hydrogen numbers will go really low, lower than normal, because there is a fermentation process happening that is converting all of that hydrogen to hydrogen sulfide. So what we're looking for is hydrogen values across the board that are zeros, ones, and twos. So again, hydrogen gas in the small intestine is a normal finding. And if all that hydrogen is being converted, or most of that hydrogen is being converted, and the hydrogen levels go down because of that conversion to hydrogen sulfide, then this is a hydrogen sulfide positive test. Another indicator of likely hydrogen sulfide type of SIBO is sulfur smelling gas. Remember, this is a sulfur molecule. It's hydrogen sulfide, and sulfur smells like rotten eggs. So, if people, you can actually ask your clients, do they have sulfur smelling gas to try to elicit if there's hydrogen sulfide type of SIBO. Okay, so again, we are looking for flatline H2 values. So, flatline hydrogen values and sulfur smelling gas. Okay, so hydrogen really can only be low in this type of SIBO. This is what's going to create hydrogen to be really low. So what you're looking at here is this is an older test. So this was before the North American Consensus had changed their diagnostic criteria to say that we needed to go to the 180 mark, when most of these labs were only going to the 120-minute mark, because that was originally what the North American Consensus said. So this is a pretty old lab. This is one of the few hydrogen sulfides that we've seen. So that's why this one is on here. We don't see hydrogen sulfide a lot, but we have seen it a few times. So it's really important to be aware of it for your diagnostic criteria so you don't miss it. So what you're looking at here is hydrogen. You see how here for hydrogen, we have zeros, ones, or twos all the way across here. Now, in the 180-minute mark, the 3-hour-long lab test, you would actually analyze for zeros, ones, and twos starting at baseline and going all the way to the 180-minute mark. So if you see hydrogen gas from the baseline to the 180-minute mark at just zeros, ones, and twos for every single value, then you know you have hydrogen sulfide type of SIBO. So it's always worth evaluating for that. Like I said, it's more rare. We haven't had a ton of cases of it, but we have seen it a few times. So in conclusion, in order to determine if a SIBO test is positive, we're going to analyze for hydrogen, for methane, and for hydrogen sulfide type of gas individually. If any one of those three are positive, it is a positive test and that person has SIBO. If all three of those things, hydrogen, methane, and hydrogen sulfide, are negative, then it is a negative test and you can rule out SIBO and move on to some of the other causes of IBS or whatever symptoms you are working with. We will see you in the next lesson.